Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Sharon Walker, with the show Living Eden, the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And actually, you know, I really am the co-host because Spirit is the host. So I welcome all of you. I'm really, really excited to be here. And you are all so important and so special and so needed at this time on our planet. And you're all so delicious. Yes. So taking a few deep breaths here, please call in as a guest caller at 909-533-8401. And you can be live on the studio listening, or you can join in with your questions and your sharings and your insights and what the new Living Eden on this planet is like for you and what you would like it to be like. And let's take our galactic breathing right now and make an energy bowl for today. An energy bowl of alchemical magic and sacred fires. And breathing the galactic breath of life. And the galactic breath is breathing in through your heart, through the heart of Earth, through the heart of the center of the galaxy, inside the cosmic heart of the universe. So start out with knowing you are inside the cosmic heart of the universe. Always. There's never a moment that you aren't. No matter what it looks like or feels like or sounds like, you are always in the cosmic heart of Divine Source, whatever name you give that beingness. So breathing in, we're going to breathe in the galactic breath. And we're going to breathe in the divine energy of love and release anything that keeps us from receiving that love. We'll do that a couple of times, and then we'll breathe in divine source energy and breathe out, entering our bodies that have been released. so that you can receive yourself on a deeper level. And then we'll breathe in Divine Source and breathe out our own divinity into the arms of Divine Source and have a breath dance. Okay, so here we go. Breathing in the galactic breath through your heart, Earth's heart, galactic heart, in the heart of the cosmos. And breathing out anything that keeps us separate from that by illusion. And can you feel yourself already coming back inside your body? As you follow, your presence follows the out-breath clearing. And now the galactic breath, breathing in Divine Source and breathing our presence back in. Breathing in. And out. Feeling your energy move into your body, into your heart, down through your torso, down through your hips into your legs, down into your feet, into your Earth Star below your feet, and down through your Earth Star, down a golden cord to the center of the Earth. And another breath. Breathing in Divine Source and breathing in on the out breath, breathing your presence into your body. Breathe in. And out. How good it feels to be home in your body with the divine. And now breathing in the divine and breathing out your divinity into the divinity of God. Breathing in. And out. And meeting in the arms of each other. And dancing, the dance of the Lady of Communion, the sacred marriage of all of life, the masculine and the feminine, the green and the gold. Breathing, breathing yourself in your presence, Divine Source's presence, both of you dancing in joy of the embrace of each other, which is made more enormous by the consciousness of the Lady of Communion connection. And calling in the archangels and the angels, and love and joy and peace and abundance and wisdom and communion and the sacred marriage and our shadows, welcoming our shadows into the arms of the beloved Great Mother. She will love them into their brilliance. so. As we be here in this space together, intending to be living Eden ourselves and in relationship and communion with living Eden, the planet. I want to bring up Barbara Marks Hubbard and her new program, The Sacred Journey of the Conscious Evolutionary, Birthing a New You Within a Community of Pioneering Souls, which is what we are, a community of pioneering souls. And this program will give us a 5-month training in personal and social transformation with celebrated best-selling author Barbara Marks Hubbard and co-creator Patricia Ellsberg, who is the founder and facilitator of Emergence, plus bonus trainings from pioneers such as Deepak Chopra, Michael Bernard Beckwith, Bruce Lipton, Elizabeth Satoris, and Ken Wilber. So not only do you get her 5-week training, you get those amazing bonus trainings. And this is, if you look up, it's put on by the Shift Network. If you look up The Sacred Journey of Conscious Evolution on your computer, you can get all the goodies, everything that it's about, and a letter from Barbara, co-creating a new humanity and society. And there's 3 parts to it: the new story, the new person, the new group, and new society. You will be doing a module called Finding the Impulse of Evolution in You as You, and building upon the world of evolutionary pioneers, we emerge into evolutionary spirituality. And then there's the new person, which is the emerging process, and then exploring your deepest heart's desire for your own emergence, and then deepening resonance and contemplating the glory of the beloved. Can't do this without being connected to the glory of the beloved. Incarnating your essential self and inviting the beloved to take dominion. And then module 6 is the bliss of union of the human and divine, the new sacred marriage. Module 7, shifting your identity as you entered the childhood of that love affair. And module 8, transferring authority by developing your own authentic power and realizing that true authority is within you as your own essential self. And module 9 is educating your local selves and repatterning your life. Module 10 is fulfilling the promise. Which is the emergence of you as the new human, the butterfly coming out of the cocoon, vocational arisal, evolution from sex to supersex, joining telos, becoming telerotic. Find out what that word means. You got to go and look up that program. Procreation towards co-creation. and regenopause and regeneration. Big words, new words for us to learn. And then the metamorphosis, the second stage of becoming the new person. And all the modules that go with that. And there's so much more. So much more. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. So, I invite you to get online and check it all out and see if it works for you, if it's what you need and what would support you and the right group for you to be with in your journey on in this new Eden that we live in. Okay. And I invite you to go to airpano.com, airpano.com, and bring up Huang Long Sichuan, China. It has a 360-degree aerial panorama. Actually, it has 16 of them, of this incredible area on our planet. And keep that site up for this show, for the rest of this show, so that that energy, too, is coming through while we're on the show. We'll be drawing from that energy, which is magnificently huge. Amazing, incredible, and fantastic. And many of the places here have interesting names too, like the Valley of Nine Fortified Villages, the Pearl Shoal, Sleeping Dragon Lake, Thousand Island Lake. So there, and there's also one called the Yellow Dragon. Or the name Sichuan is translated as Yellow Dragon many times. Because it looks like a sleeping mythological creature. There's many photographs. There's 16 360-degree panoramas. There's music. There's lakes, waterfalls, springs, rapids, steps, karst caves, and tiny decorative bonsai gardens. Terraces from 8 groups of lakes. From a big, huge 700-kilometer lake to a lake as small as a plate. There's a large group named Multicolored Pond, consisting of 693 pools, which is at a height of around 35 meters for that area. And there's a picture of that. And there's one place where there's water flowing down containing calcium carbonate in such large quantities that it adds shades of gold to the limestone banks of this lake. And the seaweed in it creates shades of turquoise and other darker colors. And this area is surrounded by woods. So in the autumn, there's also the bright colors of the trees. So it's exceptionally beautiful and amazing. And there's the unofficial name of this area is Huang Long, which is translated into fairylands. And they call it that because of the local dreamlike site. And the multicolored pools and the glowing waterfalls and the boiling pond and other fantastic masterpieces of nature. There's also an ancient temple complex there, which is man-made. There's the Fujian River, which, according to the Erpano people, looks like the painting of a master who was going to draw a tree, because the lake there, the Fujian River, is held in the container of a straight up huge trunk of a tree. It's not a tree, but it looks like one. And then has smaller flows that are curvy like branches. And then there's a pure water pool, the Urdeo Lake, which is surrounded by limestone caves, which connect to neighboring lakes. And there's snow-capped peaks and glaciers and Zaga Waterfall, which is 93 meters high, considered to be the highest among other Chinese waterfalls. And it has amazing flora, 1,500 species of plants, including Sichuan pine, unifoliate grass, and grass star, which can only be found in China. It's inhabited by 59 species of animals and 155 species of birds. And some threatened species. Which include Saiga antelope, the Yunnan leopard, the Thorold's deer, the golden snub-nosed monkey, and the giant panda. And the picture of that is breathtaking. And it's been inscribed as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. So I invite you to go there, to go to Erpano and look at this area, this amazing place, and these 16 panoramic views of it, and feel the energy. Now, it has music, background music with it, so you can feel some connection with the Chinese energy and music. And then you have the sights of everything. You can imagine being under the waterfalls and in the boiling, maybe at the edge of the boiling pond. I don't know. It sounds like it would be too hot to get into. And there are pictures of walkways through here that the Chinese people have built in order to walk around these areas and see everything. So spend your week in this area of our planet, drawing this energy into your body, mind, and spirit, honoring it, blessing it, focusing it, celebrating it, talking to it, asking it what its gift is for you. And I wanted to share with you, too, a little bit more of Rick's and my journey as we move through letting go of our dream house and giving it back to the bank. I am very stressed this last couple days with packing and deciding what to have available for us when we're done packing and moving things from, you know, giving them some some things to our kids and some things to Goodwill, and decide making all these decisions. I have a hard time having to do this for over such a long period of time because we have a big 2,500 square foot house and a lot of stuff. And even taking a day to work in one corner, it can take a whole day just to work in one corner. And then having to take things different places and call people and have them transferred to places and find a place to keep our furniture and everything when we actually leave. And then deciding where we're going to be, where we're going to go when we leave. All of our kids have offered us to stay with them. So it isn't like we don't have some place to go and we can stay in a hotel, but we have to create. We're co-creating a whole new life for ourselves. And so we talk about that every day, too. What is it today that we see and feel and know? And then the next day, what is it today that we see and feel and know? What have we found out in the last day that we can add to this picture? So all those things are going on in our life. And I put them in the energy bowl with everything else so far. And now, let's do the sacred fires. Let's look at sacred fires, which are alchemical magic in themselves. The divine has given us these violet flames of transmutation, mercy, and forgiveness. And we'll use the violet flame in one of with our meditation today. And there's the blue flames of the cosmic Christ, which is divine power, faith, and protection. And such a beautiful meditation that you can create with any of these flames, these divine flames. There's no way, particularly way to do it, just your own way, whatever. And we'll do one today. And then there's the emerald flames of harmony, truth, and healing. And that's the Lady of Communion that we've been in her energy the last couple of calls. Hers is emerald, the emerald flame. And we can put it with the gold flames of divine wisdom. And then we have the emerald and the gold flames burning together, which is the sacred marriage of the divine masculine and feminine. And we need to open our perception of what the divine masculine and feminine are, what the sacred marriage is. It's communion. The union between two or more, and the honoring. Now, I can give you an example of that that helps even in everyday moments where last week Rick and I were having quite a confrontation around, we have two different diets. He's an extreme vegan and I'm a paleo. At least most of the time, I am. And he doesn't like the way I eat, and I don't like what he doesn't eat that he leaves out of his diet because of his extremism. So we had gotten really cranky with each other and had a fight. And when I meditated about that, I got given to have another conversation with Rick and suggest that we bless each other's food when we sit down to eat. Because I asked him, I said, do you want to have a lovely dinner time together? Because that's the only way that I want to be eating is having a lovely communion time together with our food also. And so I asked him if that was his idea too, and he said yes, that was definitely the way he wanted to eat too. So what I had been given in meditation was to invite us to bless each other's food and honor what each other has chosen for their way to be eating. And also to call forth the energy of the food that each of us eats as the divine essence that feeds our bodies exactly the way they need to be fed, and that we honor that for each other. And we've been doing that every meal, and bingo, we're not fighting about food anymore, and we're smiling at each other, and I'm feeling loved inside and not criticized for the way I eat, which creates a lot of tension and stress in my body when that happens. So that is a sacred marriage of one small form. So remembering to use your sacred flames, your alchemical magic, your communions, and ask spirit how to do that when you need it. There's also a rose pink flame, which is divine love, will, and grace. And there's white flames, which are purity and ascension. And there's platinum, cosmic flames of divine union. You can use them all. There's hundreds of different flames from the divine, probably an infinity, because the divine is infinite in everything. So just ask and use them. And the sacred fire is always a very concentrated activity of light, birthing from the wellspring of the creative energies of the universe, of divine source. And you have to be conscious and invoke them and direct their intelligence, which is profoundly transformational. So let's connect back in with our heart. And breathing, taking your cosmic breath, your galactic breath. Notice your heart as you're breathing into it. Notice it as a temple of grace and empowerment and beauty and love, and that temple, as it pumps the blood through your body, is saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you. And then connect that into Earth's heart. And noticing Earth's heart. In the fiery flames of Earth's heart. In all the different channels of it. and the sound of it, bringing us into the galactic heart, the center of our galaxy. And that can only be an intention, because it's so huge. We're inside of it. It's enormous, beyond our imaginings. So let ourselves be in the energy, with it flowing through us, allowing yourself to feel it and to be grateful, and to let it speak to you. Along with your heart and the Earth's heart. I love you. I love you. I love you. And then the knowing that you're inside the cosmic heart of Divine Source, all of that is embedded in universal, unconditional love, which are words that we have little true, deep, infinite knowing of. So now, as we are connected so deeply and so infinitely, hugely in the heart energy, the heart energy embodies the sacred flames, sacred fires. Decide who you wish or what you wish, and what yourself wishes for yourself, what you wish for someone else, what you're wishing for a situation, a country, and our planet. Can be multiple things. And invite the great central sun in too. That is enormous also, beyond anything that we can imagine. And its brilliance is a fire of gold and white. So we'll use gold and white fires and for all of us, besides what you've chosen to include, I am including our planet and every spot on it that at this moment in time needs extra, extra huge support. And so, to use the violet flame combined with the gold rays of transmutation being sent to us in huge abundance these days, coming in through your crown chakra, united with the violet flame of transmutation, mercy, and forgiveness. So we now have the gold and white and the violet and gold transmutation rays. That's a little bit different than the gold fires. And I invite you to also invoke the rose pink flames of divine love and the emerald flames of harmony, and also connecting the gold and the emerald flames for communion. So all those flames were picking up, all those sacred fires were connecting to this huge heart that we are inside of and is beating and leading and guiding us and multiplying everything. And it, we're inside the unified field, which looks like it's toroidal, a huge toroidal energy. And see all of our hearts beating as one. And we're inside a huge resonance temple. Dedicated to universal unconditional love, peace, joy, and abundance for all, and healing. Healing coming from the inside out of each person and the planet. And now connecting consciously to the people, ourselves, the place, the situation, through the hearts. And see a flame of fire go from each of the hearts to each of the hearts, connecting them all, connecting and then out to the unified field and all the people, places, situations, and the planet that we're including. And invoking the fires that we have chosen. And just sit in those right now. In the center of a huge labyrinth, which is the womb of the Great Mother. And the body, the labyrinth, is the body, the rest of the body of the Great Mother. And these flames are on fire, all together, yet separate, in this womb. Burning, burning, burning. Burning the old, co-creating the new. And when you are ready, sending grounding yourself, releasing all that we've called in, sending it back to its origins in gratitude and grace. And grounding yourself down through your star. Through the Om symbol in the Earth Star. Down deep into the earth. And listen. And have a wonderful week, the most amazing week, and be loved and be love with each other and all the earth. And I'll see you again next week. And please send in your insights and your sharings and your questions. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/livingeden or iamgoddessiam.com and go to the bottom of the page where there's a section for comments. Thank you. Thank you so much. You are so appreciated and so loved and so needed. Bye now.